A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. I suspect that each of us has a sense regarding our mission in life. I know that at least I do. I have an internal filter system that listens through the Sunday announcements at the end of Mass and is activated as I scan through the innumerable emails that fill my inbox, requesting money or volunteers or just a couple moments of time to send a petition to the local government representative. And this internal filter system tends to sort opportunities immediately into two categories: no, delete, and, ooh, that's interesting, I'll have to think some more about that. That latter voice used to say, cool, yes, but it got involved in a few too many things and now has had to have a 24-hour pause button installed. No immediate, yeah, sure's allowed anymore. Most of the time, this internal filtering system works pretty well for me. It helps me to make decisions that are aligned with what I think God has called me to do in life, based on my particular gifts and my circumstances. I'm old enough now to know that it's not everything, that I have to have boundaries and limits, that not every good idea in the world needs to be done by me. Not every good cause can get my attention. It's not that I don't think the causes are wonderful or that I don't wish I could give more. It's just an acknowledgement that I live within the confines of time and space. And to paraphrase Thomas Merton, the spiritual life isn't so much about choosing between good and evil, but figuring out which particular goods are meant for me. And yet, every once in a while, my internal filtering system gets a good sturdy kick from the behind. The kind that Jesus gets in the gospel today. The Jesus we meet, especially in the Gospel of Matthew, has a good sense of his particular call in life, which is messianic ministry to the people of Israel. This is his people. From time and eternal, God has called him to fulfill the words of the prophets and usher in a new era, the reign of God amidst the people of God. And this is no small task, we'd agree. He has his hands plenty full. He'd be one of those people I'd hesitate to try to call and set up an appointment with because I'd know he was plenty busy as it is. And yet there are moments that challenge and stretch his sense of call, like the visit of the Syrophoenician woman with an ill daughter, insistent that he respond to her needs as well, although she's beyond what he sees as his zone of influence. The woman tussles with him, teases and jostles him, is persistent in her interactions with him. And in that joking back and forth, Jesus opens himself to going beyond his boundaries a bit. Maybe it was a sort of exception to his general rule. Or maybe the encounter got him thinking in a new way about his call long term. Perhaps his ministry was meant to serve those outside the group he thought he was supposed to serve. We don't know how Jesus thought about that. But we can't imagine that for the early church trying to figure out its own sense of call, this story was an important one. It gave the first apostles a precedent for preaching beyond the boundaries of their own land and culture, for healing and ministering beyond Israel. If the Lord could be surprised and stretched by the workings of the Spirit outside of their frame of reference, they could too. And boundaries and clear vision statements and having a good, strong sense of particular purpose, these are all good things. But today, in honor of this feisty Syrophoenician woman, let's also remind ourselves of the importance of keeping one window cracked for a surprise to blow through. for God to shake up our sense of call just a bit and maybe make us think more broadly than we have been thinking. When we receive a persistent nudge to become involved in something new, we don't need to always give a yes, but at least we could ask, is there something important you think I'm missing here that I really should be seeing? Always leave just a little space open in your mission statement for God to dream something new in you.